This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today is one of my favorite times of the year at the Latin Alternative. We're celebrating my two favorite genres in one single episode. Latin rock, of course, and then Afro-Caribbean music, the roots of salsa, calypso and merengue that continue to inform most Latin genres, generating tracks that are good for the soul and just perfect for the dance floor. So many remarkable tracks of tropical music today, hermano Josh.
Yes, indeed, Ernesto, and I think we struck the right balance between contemporary and retro. And we're going to start things off with a group that is very contemporary indeed, but I think does a great job of hearkening back to some vintage salsa funk sounds. I'm talking about La Mamba Negra, who are from Colombia, and this track, which really I can't stop dancing to every time I hear. It's called Me Parece Perfecto, or Seems Perfect to Me, and this came out just last year. Let's take a listen. Me parece perfecto.
Thank you. Que no creas, hace rato está observado. Entraste sin saber, zona caliente, en una selva de cemento ardiente. Chacales hambrientos se pelan los dientes cuando te ves pasar como un pollo inocente. Batallas de miradas, sonrisas afiladas, señales detalladas, te caen en dos patadas. Tranquilo, de una culebra sale un cocodrilo, de un pío un cuchillo, de un lío un tiro. Ya que no llega la policía, es más corrupta que un político en su silla. Mira, en radio y televisión hablas de tensión, una depresión, más violencia, más represión. Total, para nada que otras elecciones. Si este man salió peor que el anterior, suena mi tambor, el replicador. A lo lejos que retumba dejando temor. Soy el llamador, el chamán y el brujo, y desde arriba siento oigo mi murmullo. Este sistema nos traicionó, nos apartó de la verdad para reinar, nos dividió. Él nos ordena como vacas en un potro, y el que se pone de rebelde va directo al pozo. Y arriba hay sonidos, que va, que se meta, te rompe tus sueños y tu meta. Por eso por la sombra ando y no me desenfoco. Chulos, ratas y serpientes. Toma esta inyección por si uno te entierra los dientes. Un antídoto para protegerte de los malvividos que busca comerte, ellos son veloz. Ojos abiertos, murciélagos. La noche llega, se pone peor. Con visiones nocturnas del puro, observo lo crudo como si fuéramos presas que mueren en segundos. Y los otros mudos, puros fucking conchudos. Unos fucking sacudos que hasta venden su culo. Infectados, enredados, involucrados, causan caos. Son los mismos que te comen y dejan. Son cucarachas que nunca mueren, salen montón. Por todos lados las fumigotas, no hay perdón. Así nos tratan, así nos califican. En esta selva que ellos mismos lo explican. Dios creado por el que se cree estudiado y pide mi voto y nos mantiene desplazados. Ponen grandes fotos, su montaje es bien arreglados. Como un terremoto, la justicia han derrumbado. Son tiburones, intimidadores, interpretan guiones, clase ni condiciones. Y si te opones, busca que te voten la llena hasta que te comen la selva, no hay que perdonar.
¿Qué está pasando? La calle es una selva de cemento. ¿Qué está pasando?
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on tropical music. We just heard the Colombian hip-hop group Tres Coronas and a song called Más Salvaje. And I've played the song once or twice, I think, in the past on the show, Ernesto. One of the things I like about that song is, you know, how they married, you know, modern hip-hop with a tropical sound. And I think, you know, that's one of the things about tropical music now is you find so many hybrid genres that continue to incorporate the tropical sounds.
Absolutely. Now going back to the very essence of some tropical genres, there is, you have salsa, you have merengue, you have bachata. And then again, there's calypso. And I think you know this, Josh, how much I love calypso music, authentic calypso music, before it became soca in the 70s. I just love the stuff from the 60s. When people like the Mighty Sparrow reign supreme, he is, in my book, the most talented calypsonian of all, legendary performer who is still with us. Today, we're going to listen to one of the most energetic calypsos by him, just a track that I love how it grooves, and it reminds me of Joe Arroyo and some other Latino artists. Here's the Mighty Sparrow with Juke for Juke.
He got a long needle and she arm with she hook. I know, juking is a painful thing, but the reason like she vexed when he stopped juking. So he juke she and she belly like he juke she bad. The reason sat upon her kept she going mad with her.
Don't juke so hard, I beg you.
Don't juke so hard,
don't juke so hard.
Ay, I begging you, stay in the corner, not in the center. She shout, oh gosh, you go dig it out. Start back again in a different style. The two of them close the eyes and they juk.
joking while the joke and the joke till the couch break down. She lock his neck and she joking him on the ground. I say, I better go and part before any bloodshed start. She says, Sparrow boy, this a concern you. If you come too close, we choke you too with this.
Don't joke so hard.
I'm begging.
Don't joke.
Why, Peppa?
Don't joke so hard.
I'm begging you, stay in the corner, not in the center. She shout, oh gosh, you go to the door. For put and mash for mash, but this joke for joke is a brand new one. See them how they having fun on the ground. My belly start to boil, I'm telling you. I feel I could go and joke she too. She perspiring, bucket a drop, she complaining, but she wouldn't stop with this.
Don't joke so high.
I'm begging.
Don't joke,
boy, Peppa.
Don't joke so high.
I'm begging you, stay in the corner, not in the center. She shouts, oh gosh. Oh well, I never seen nothing so since I born. For hours and hours they carrying on. The man pet a joke, I said she dead for sure. But he miss, and he need a stick in the floor. She push him away and she call on me. Bully, jokey, joke for the two away. I don't know if I'm joking that I touch a vain man. The river jump up like if she in pain, balling.
Don't joke so high,
I'm begging.
Don't joke so high,
Peppa.
Don't joke so high.
I'm begging you, stay in the corner, not in the center. She ball, oh gosh.
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Maga
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to the roots of Afro-Caribbean music, to tropical music, and the intersections where those genres meet the Latin Alternative. Perfect case in point, La Maldición Colonial. This is a brand new track by Orquesta El Macabeo from Puerto Rico. And I should say, Josh, definitely, I mean, without any doubt, even though in Puerto Rico you still have the legendary salsa orchestras that are still together, like Bobby Valentin, Gran Combo, Sonora Ponceña, Roberto Roena, they're still playing. However, when it comes to the new voices in Puerto Rican music, I think Orquesta El Macabeo are just at the forefront of the new salsa sound. Wouldn't you agree? I think they play salsa, but it has like an edgy vibe, almost like they're a rock band.
Yes, Ernesto. I'm really glad you turned me on to this group. In fact, you're right. It seems like, you know, even though you're hearing some straight ahead salsa, they have sort of a rock and roll ethic to them, don't they?
Absolutely.
And now we're going to head down to Colombia, to the province of Chocó, which happens to have the largest community of Afro-Colombian population in Colombia. And one of the things that's interesting about Chalkeep Town is how they, you know, stay true to their Afro-Colombian roots while, you know, making some really compelling Latin hip-hop. And I really like this track. It's the song Oro, which also happens to be the name of their 2009 album that featured the song and I believe had a Latin Grammy nomination. We're going to take a listen to Chalkeep Town. This is the song Oro.
Todo mi oro, tierra llegó un fulano llevándose todo mi oro, vestido de blanco entero y con acento extranjero, prometió a cambio de oro dejarme mucho dinero, el tipo de que les hablo nunca más apareció, cogió mi metal precioso y todo se lo llevó, ladrón te fuiste,
con mi oro,
y me dejaste,
sin mi oro.
Y me dejaste
sin mi oro.
Con solo engaño y nada más viniste pa' acá a llevarte mi oro primero. Con tu acento extranjero y tu pinta de sombrero. Echa pa' allá, fuera de acá, papá. No vuelve a robar peor. Señor, yo te dejo, vete con todo y espejo.
Ladrón, hey, te fuiste
con mi oro.
Y me dejaste
sin mi oro.
Ladrón, te fuiste
con mi oro.
Y me dejaste
sin mi oro.
Los dueños son empleados, más pobres ha llegado, la inocencia se ha marchado. Y de aquí no me voy, voy, de esta tierra yo soy, soy. Mi alma es como los ríos, camino recorrido.
¿A dónde fuiste? Con mi oro.
Me dejaste
sin mi oro.
¿A dónde fuiste?
Con mi oro.
Me dejaste
sin mi oro.
Oro, oro,
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Wow, that was the voice of Rubén Blades, master salsero, lawyer, Hollywood actor, presidential candidate, minister of tourism in his native Panama. Man of many hats. And this was not, many people would believe that this was maybe like a classic Rubén Blades recording from the 70s or 80s. No, this was released last year. This is a 2017. Arguably what is going to be Rubén Blades' last salsa record, with the leadership of Roberto Delgado. Just some wonderful arrangements. Salsa for big band with Rubén Blades. And we heard the track Arajue.
And now we're going to go back down to Colombia, which seems to just be the magical land of tropical hip-hop, because all three hip-hop songs I've put on here in this episode are from Colombian hip-hop acts. I want to play a group. They're not a household name, at least yet, but I'm a big fan of this song. This is a group called Profetas, or The Prophets, and this song, La Calle, I think it's just a nice marriage of sort of salsa sounds and more traditional vocal styles with hip-hop, and I believe this song came out last year. It's off their album Tiempo. Let's take a listen to Profetas and the song La Calle, or The Street.
Donde el apretón de mano es un contrato. Soy escenario de amores ingratos, de lo que no cambia a pesar de los años. Yo soy la amistad más pura que perdura. Abrazo de familia que las penas te cura. Soy el sol ardiente, la brisa que golpea la frente. La casualidad no miente, soy la respuesta, ¿me entiendes?
Quienes siguieron el consejo de saber vivir. En la vida no hay verdades absolutas. Te llevas lo que disfrutas. Escenarios de guerra sin reglas que son como el amor.
Yo soy la calle, la esquina, el barrio. El trato firme, apretón de manos.
La calle, la calle, la calle.
Yo soy la calle.
Si no lo sabía, esa melodía que se fue por encima. La calle, la calle, la calle, la esquina. Esa melodía que se fue por encima. Son los profetas, si no lo sabía. Esa melodía que se fue por encima. La calle, la calle, la calle, la esquina.
Yo soy, yo soy, yo soy. Yo soy la calle.
Para los barrios.
Yo soy, yo soy, yo soy.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to some wonderful Afro-Caribbean music. And of course, we're talking about salsa. We must play something by El Gran Combo, the venerable orchestra of Puerto Rico, which in fact was an offshoot of Cortijo y su Combo. And we're going to listen to some Cortijo later on. We just heard El Gran Combo, though, with La Soledad. This is around 1976, when they team up with their classic vocalist of the time, Andy Montañez. And I just love the doo-wop harmonies in the vocals. I love the sort of the progression of the swing, an electrifying track by El Gran Combo. And it's interesting because we're going to listen to another song that sort of is very, it has a, I would say, the charge of electricity is amazing. And I'm talking about a band from Colombia that is still very much missed. Right, Josh?
Yes, indeed. You know me too well, Ernesto. I miss Bloque a lot. This was a group that never made a big sales impact. But for one thing, they were the backing band for the superstar Carlos Vives. But, you know, his musicians, they had a little bit of a rock and roll Jones. They really wanted to play, you know, sort of Led Zeppelin-esque guitar riffs, but marrying it with like salsa and funk. And I remember they described their sound actually as being psychotropical funk. They were apparently psychotropical funky enough for David Byrne of the Talking Heads to like. He wound up signing them to his label Luacabob. And this is one of my favorite songs on their one and only album, self-titled album called Bloque. This is a song called Daño en el baño.
Hay un daño en el baño, entero mano caliente, poderoso bongocero, daba ritmo al barrio entero y la gente preguntaba cuando lo veían llegar. Dime entero, si trae la mano caliente, dime entero, si trae la mano caliente. Y él de broma le decía, cuando afinaba los cueros, el caliente es lo de menos, porque yo soy entero, porque yo soy entero. Oye, llegó la rumba, rumbero,
la mano caliente,
y a mí me llaman el rey de los cueros,
la mano caliente,
que sigue, sigue, que sigue el party de cuero,
la mano caliente,
caliente, calientito a ti, artero,
la mano caliente,
la rumba es palo.
Wow, that was the voice of Cheo Feliciano, who departed this world a couple of years ago, one of the biggest salsa stars of the classic era of the 70s. We heard Mano Caliente from the album Cheo, 1971, which, you know, the more I grow older, Josh, I believe this is actually my favorite salsa album of all time. Every single track is beautiful. And on this one, especially on Mano Caliente, I love how it's informed by some traditional rumba. The percussion of it is amazing, coupled with just the warm vocalizing of Cheo Feliciano. This song is, by the way, dedicated to a good friend of the Latin alternative, who's also a percussionist, Julieta Escobar. And now we're going to go to the very early beginnings of salsa music in Puerto Rico. You know, I recently interviewed Gilberto Santa Rosa, the famous salsa star, and I did all the questions that I had to ask him, you know, for this interview, for this article. And then at the very end, at the tail end, we spent about 15 minutes talking about Cortijo, and he totally agreed with me that Cortijo was the godfather of salsa music. And of course, he had like a secret weapon in his band, and that was his vocalist, Ismael Rivera Maelo, who then developed a stellar career as a solo artist. But at the very beginning, Cortijo, it was Cortijo y su combo with Maelo. Here they are, the very essence, the very beginnings of the music that would later be known as salsa, with Calypso, Bomba y Plena.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Latin Alternative on a spotlight on our favorite tropical music. You just heard Cortijo y su combo with the song Calypso, Bomba y Plena. If you like what you've been hearing, you can follow the Latin Alternative on Facebook at the Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. And more importantly, now you can never miss an episode of the show. You can subscribe to our free podcast in the iTunes store by just searching for the Latin Alternative, or you can stream us at thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, I know that you love Latin jazz, so I was thinking, what if we played one of the most transcendental and cinematic Latin jazz instrumentals that I've ever encountered in my life? But this is not a track by Tito Puente, Eddie Palmieri, Cal Jader, one of the usual suspects. This is actually a track by a guy who's known as a straight-ahead salsero, and who in fact recorded just a few instrumentals in his entire career.
Well, I'd like to hear that, Ernesto. You know I love Latin jazz, and you know I also happen to love the blues, so I'm hoping you can marry the two for me.
Absolutely. And the man who did this for us is Roberto Roena, the veteran percussionist, who in fact was, I understand, a member of Cortijo at the beginning in Puerto Rico. And then he developed his own band orchestra of progressive salsa. It was Roberto Roena y su Apollo Sound. And on their second album that not too many people know about, there's a track called Puerto Rican Blues. And it's just really, it's haunting. So here it is. Thank you, Roberto Roena, for that. Hasta la próxima.
Adios. Thank you. I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.